that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the Curious Bank, member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Here in the Big 550 KTRS. Fridays mean Frank is away, and I get to play. I'm Paul Harris. Proud to be back behind the microphone. Thank you for listening. Joining me here in the studio, our lead singer, Tina Dalpiez. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Paul.
Bass player, Dan Strauss.
Hello, Paul. It's a pleasure.
And on the tom-toms...
No musical talent whatsoever.
you and me both. Eon the peon behind the control board here. Did you ever take lessons or anything? Play any instrument at all?
No. Well, just that those things you did in music class when you were in second grade
recorder?
Or whatever.
The recorder, yeah.
The ribbed sticks you could rub together and, yes.
Triangle?
The triangle.
I was really good on the triangle.
Oh, yeah.
I think I could have gone professional if I had just stuck with it.
You just get that person to point to you. All right.
Actually, I took guitar lessons for 5 years.
Mel Bay?
Starting when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
Oh. Use the Mel Bay book?
I have no idea. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Really?
I don't know.
Anybody, I took guitar lessons when I was younger, and the guy that gave me guitar lessons gave me this Mel Bay book, and it had chords and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
So to take home, so you could do homework when you went home.
I don't know.
Do you retain any of it?
No. I will tell you, when my daughter turned, I think, 5 years old, we started taking her for piano lessons. And she played from kindergarten all the way through high school.
Wow.
And now she's in college and not taking lessons anymore. But, you know, in those 13 years, she developed some real skill
right.
at the keyboard.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And was really good at it. And I kept saying to her, especially as we started approaching the end of high school, I hope you'll stick with this in some way. I hope you'll continue to play it, because it is one of the big regrets of my life that, yeah, I could pick up a guitar now and I could still put my fingers into the form of a G chord and a C chord,
uh-huh.
and I think I could do a D7. I think those are the three chords.
A D7.
I don't mean to throw my weight around like that. But that's the extent of it. And if somebody said, play a song, unless that song goes G, C, D7, very slowly, you know, I watch professional musicians, even semi-pros like you, Dan, playing the bass, and you're playing the song at the proper speed.
Yeah, yes. You see Larry play our lead guitar. He's like...
How is he on the guitar?
Yes, I wish I could play drums, because I've tried the, they had that Rock Band game, and I really enjoyed, you know, the getting the tempo down of hitting little colored discs to make the... But it's not anything like real drums.
I will tell you that as an air guitarist, I don't think there's anybody better.
Oh no. Have you
right
ever entered the air guitar contest once a year?
No, I've never done that. To me, air guitar, well, with my level of singing ability, matching my level of musical ability, those are two things that really deserve to just stay in the house.
Air singing.
I did have my daughter teach me to play both parts of Heart and Soul. So we can just so we can sit down at the piano together and play.
Oh, from Big, right? Isn't that what they play?
Robert Loggia and Tom Hanks did it on their big piano there. We wouldn't have one quite that large. I mean, we had a regular piano in our house, an upright.
So your daughter would be a hit at a party that has a piano. She could sit down and start playing.
Yes.
Can she play by ear?
No.
She uses her fingers.
No, I have a friend that's been playing since probably she could walk, and she's just incredible. And she can write music and all the notes and all that stuff, but no improvisation.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. My daughter wasn't great on improvising either, but she, you know, once she learned a song, holy cow, it was beautiful. I mean, she would go to these recitals a couple of times a year, and it was, I wish I'd had that. I wish I still had that skill all these years later. Yeah. The ability to sit down on a piano and just say, you know, somebody, hey, piano man, got it. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go.
Or just, to be able to entertain yourself.
Right.
You know, just,
to be able to read music.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play bass when you were a kid, and then you kept playing it through adulthood?
I started off playing guitar a little bit. Then I played the organ and piano a little bit.
Ooh.
Not much. I still can play a little.
The organ. Oh, I play the organ.
Yeah,
a lot.
I play the organ. Yeah.
Fluent in organ.
He's using both hands.
And then I picked up the
blue,
bass.
Blue, green, red, yellow.
Yeah. I picked up the bass when I was about 13 when I met a friend of mine, Tim Reynolds, and he taught me how to play bass. I had never seen anyone play guitar like he could up close, and he was phenomenal at 13, and he taught me how to play bass. So then we formed a band, and the rest is history.
I'm always impressed by people who not only learn to play one instrument well, but learn to play multiple instruments well.
Oh, yeah.
I was amazed in the 70s, Stevie Wonder would put out these albums, and you'd look on the back, who are the other musicians? There are no other musicians.
Yeah.
He's playing all the keyboards, all the guitars, all the drums, the bass, and all that sort of stuff. I'm just totally impressed by that.
Well, and Dan, what, you had like 30-something years where you didn't play at all, and then all of a sudden you picked it right back up.
Yeah. Well, it took me a little while, but it's like, 30 years, and I remembered some stuff, so.
Wow.
It was... It was very strange.
I'm jealous of you. I gotta say. All right, coming up this afternoon, we'll have the Harris Challenge. We'll have Knuckleheads in the news. We'll have the new segment we debuted last week called "What the Hell Is Wrong with People." Dan, I understand you've written a theme song.
Yes,
for
I have.
Wow.
I have.
Excellent. We'll have that. We'll have Joe Hipperson. We'll talk about what's happening this weekend, and Mike Evans will talk about things. I want to talk about something from my life this week that was very, very. Anxiety producing, let's put it that way. I have one phobia and one phobia only, and it has to do with my eyes. I have an extreme eye sensitivity phobia.
To light? Or just to...
I can rub my own eye, but if you rub your eye or... God forbid you're putting in contact lenses, or Tina, you're putting on eye makeup.
Oh, it puts you in a panic?
I cannot watch that.
I can't watch someone put contacts in. My eyes are very sensitive. I can't wear contacts.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Because it would mean putting them on myself or having someone else do it. Like when I go, because I wear glasses, when I go every year to have my prescription checked to see if I need a new one, and they have to do that pressure test.
Mm.
Oh, sure.
Where the little blue light comes up, and I actually tell them, as soon as I walk into the doctor's office, I'll have to say to them, look, I have an extreme sensitivity here. And he goes, yeah, Paul, we remember. You told us this last year and the year before. Okay, I just want to clarify, I'm going to freak out here. I mean, the day I have to go to an eye doctor is one of the worst days of the year for me.
Wow. Even when they numb your eyes, right? When they numb your eyes.
Oh, don't even talk about numbing
the
eyes.
I hate the numbing eyes thing.
Yeah. I can't, the notion of putting eye drops in, just...
I've worn contacts for 15, 18 years, and it's so second nature now that... It doesn't, I mean, I can, it doesn't affect me at all.
Now, I can't be alone in this. I mean, Dan has it a little bit.
But. I'm with you, though. They have to hold my eye open.
Yeah.
And it takes them, I mean, they really have to hold it open because I'm still trying to close it when they're putting stuff in it.
You know when the doctor is checking you, before they do the pressure thing, they want to check you and look at the whole eyeball, and they reach over and they just pull your bottom lid down or your top lid up a little bit.
I hate that.
it's everything I can do to stay in the chair. Wow. I mean, this is a major, major phobia. So here's why I and by the way, we can take phone calls here at 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS, because we can't be alone in this.
But, my brother-in-law, yeah, went to get contacts. I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, he had always worn glasses. And they go, well, try to wear contacts. And so the eye doctor was trying to show him how to put them in, and the eye doctor was putting it in, and he kept closing his eye. And the doctor goes, well, you got to keep your eye open. He goes, no, this is what my eye is supposed to do. When it sees something coming towards it,
right.
It's supposed to close.
Exactly right. You're not supposed to have foreign objects in your eye. If I get a speck of dust in my eye, I have to excuse myself and go off in the corner until the tears build up enough to wash whatever it is out of there, or I can, you know, kind of gently rub it away with my finger. I'm totally, totally freaked out by that. So this week, last weekend, actually, my wife says, what's that in your eye? You have something in your eye.
Uh-oh.
And so I go to the mirror. And I look, and she's got one of those makeup mirrors that magnifies things 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
Like she has one of those mirrors, like if you want to see what's inside your pores, that's how the magnification is.
Oh, I hate
is.
Those things. I hate looking at my face in those things.
Well, I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to see what's going on, what she's talking about. Because when she says I, she knows me. We've been together 29 years. She knows about this phobia. Mm-hmm. And so when she says that, I know something's up. So I go, and I get this mirror, and I look, and there's this tiny little growth on my left upper eyelid.
Oh.
I already know the worst time of my life is about to begin.
You have a sty in your eye.
Or a skin tag.
Looking at you.
No, I don't have a sty.
Okay.
Was it what? Yeah, one of those skin tag things?
Mm.
I go
Rice Krispies.
I go lie down for a little while after having a look at this, because now I'm freaked out. I'm convinced I have eye cancer or something, and you know they're gonna have to dig it out with a spoon. I mean, that's how my mind works because I have this phobia. So I make an appointment with my eye doctor, and they can see me the next day. And so I go in there, and he looks at it, and he says, "Oh yeah, you have a sebaceous cyst."
Oh. Sebaceous.
Now.
On your eyelid.
Yeah. Now,
on the outside.
Yes, on the outside. Now, when I hear the word sebaceous, I think that's a nice word. Mm-hmm. Why, Tina, you're looking sebaceous today. You know,
thank you.
Sounds like one of those things. Unfortunately, it's immediately followed by the word cyst.
Yes. Yeah.
There is no context in which cyst is a good thing.
No, I think that's what I've had removed from my back before is one of those things, you know.
That's
those
like
gross.
Ooze and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing. And so I say to him, I say, I know I'm going to regret this question, but what do I do about this? He says, well, you have to go see an ophthalmologist. And what they'll do is they'll probably just prick it with a needle.
Oh.
And I said, okay. I stopped him right there. I said, there's nothing more you can do? He said, no, I can make an appointment for you with an ophthalmologist. So he calls an ophthalmologist, and they can see me 2 days later. So now it's Wednesday.
I'd have to be put out for that. A needle coming at you? Ugh.
Well, I'm only going to the ophthalmologist for a second opinion.
Oh, yeah. And they,
I'm not going in. I'm not going in for the procedure, I hope. So I go in there, and the ophthalmologist comes in and takes a look at it, and he doesn't put me through the torture of all the other testing that goes on there. He just takes one look at it and says, oh, you have a sebaceous cyst.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I heard. And I tell him about my extreme eye phobia. That's the first thing I do when he walks in the door. I never met this guy, but he's going to know. Don't be touching my eyes. Which is, of course, what he does for a living, and he's heard this from other people, I guess. And I say, okay, I know I have a sebaceous cyst. What do we do? And he says, well, there are two options. And I said, I'm telling you right now, if one of the options is I can get up and leave, that's the one I'm choosing. And he said, well, as a matter of fact, it is. That is one of the choices here. Choice number one would be to get the needle and put some anesthetic into your eyelid.
Ew.
At which point everything on my body that can clench is now clenching. I said, yeah. And then he says, and then we take, he said, well, it's exactly what you think it is. He can see that I'm freaking out. And I said, okay, and what is option number two? And he says, well, option number two is it's not affecting your vision now, right? I said, no, I can see everything. It's fine. He says, is it hurting you in any way? No. Is it itching you in any way? I said, no. He said, well, then option two, which is probably the one you're going to prefer, is we do nothing. And you wait, you know, a few months and see if the thing grows and starts to itch or hurt or any of that. And
is there a chance it can just go away?
Yeah. That's the next question I had. Is there a chance that this thing just goes away? He says, well, think of it as a pimple. Pimples don't just go away on their own. But I think you could probably, if it doesn't change at all, you could probably have that for a long time and never have to worry about it. I literally said to him, so I can leave now?
So you still have your sebaceous cyst.
I still have it, and the good Lord willing, I'm going to have it for a long time.
You and the cyst will hang out for a while.
Absolutely.
And your glasses fit okay.
I don't have a tennis ball on my eye. It's so small, most people would never notice it. Now, of course, people who know me are going to look and go, ooh, I saw that thing. Hey.
You know, your sebaceous thing.
Yeah, and now they're going to be going, is that pus dripping? I know my only my friends are going to start saying stuff like that. So
you know what? You'll start scratching your eye, it'll start itching, and somebody, you'll be playing poker, and somebody will think that's a tell.
That's true.
Hey, wait a minute. Paul's got aces.
But it doesn't. but it doesn't, and everything seems to be okay. And I can't tell you how relieved I was. I was so happy to walk out of there. I actually walked out right past the reception area where you got to settle up. That was me. I was Snagglepuss exiting stage left, even. Get me out of here. So I settled up, and then I went home, and I was telling my wife what happened there, and she said, you know, I know how bad this is for you, because I remember the day years ago when you were asked to do the radio commercial for, well, I won't say who it was, but it was a local company that does a lot of LASIK.
Okay.
And apparently they were going to be spending a lot of money on the radio station and paying me quite a bit if I would endorse them. And the salesperson said, I'll drive you over there. We'll go. We'll meet the client. You can take a look at what they do. They'll explain to you what they do. And the whole time I'm thinking, I'm actually going to throw up at a client's office because this is going to drive me crazy. I should just say no right now, but I couldn't for political reasons at that particular time. So we went to this doctor's office. And they showed me through, and, you know, they've got the room with the pictures of the bad eyeballs.
Oh. And would you like to watch a procedure be done, Paul?
No, they didn't ask me that, but they started to describe the various procedures, and it was so bad. And so, here's where we give people some Valium so that they can get it through the procedure and all that sort of stuff. And I have nothing against these doctors, and I have nothing against these procedures. I'm sure that they have helped many, 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 many people and will continue to do so for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if they're fixing people's eyesight, that's a great thing. However, because of my phobia, I could never, ever do it. And afterwards, we walk out of there, and again, I'm sweating because it's so bad for me.
Do you know where it stems from? Do you have any idea?
I have a mental illness. That's where it comes from.
So there was no specific thing you can remember that?
No, not that I remember being poked in the eye or anything like that. Anyway, we get out to her car. We're driving back to the radio station, and I said to her, I can't do this. I can't do the commercials. Because every time I do it, I'm going to be physically ill. And I can't have that in the middle of a radio show.
No.
So she understood.
That's like Dan with his birds. He's got that just about as bad as you with your eyes.
Oh, man.
So for now, I've got this thing growing on my eye. Hopefully not growing. I've got it stuck there, whatever it is, and hopefully it goes away on its own. I don't think I'm alone in this. Does Roger have a comment about this?
I think so, yes.
Roger, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have the eye phobia, too?
I have no phobia, except the phobia I don't hear you enough on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
I am calling because I listened to you 8 or 9 years ago when you had your own show, like you should have now.
Oh, thank you.
This was a Harris Challenge back then and followed you when you went up from one stage to the next and whatever happened there. But you're too talented. to not have your own show again, and it's a pleasure. It's great to hear you back on the radio.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Of course, they don't give full-time shows to people with sebaceous cysts.
No.
And by the way, I am contacting the NAACP. They're going to fight that for me, and maybe the ACLU will be involved there. But no, I appreciate that, Roger, and we will have the Harris Challenge later and Knuckleheads in the News. And all next week, I'll be on various shows here filling in, and in October as well. So I appreciate the support and the very kind words. Thank you.
Well, maybe they'll get some common sense and put you back on the air full time and get the support that you have and sitting out here waiting for them to do that.
Well, thank you.
You said common sense.
Yeah.
Radio.
I love your show. I love the Knuckleheads of the News. I miss all that stuff. And they're, you know, we need to hear that stuff. You know.
Well, Roger,
one the Hollywood garbage.
One thing you can count on, Roger, is I'll be here every Friday afternoon doing Frank's show from 3 to 6. Okay.
Well, that's good because I listen for an hour. I just go off work at 3. I listen to 4.
Great. I appreciate that.
Have a good day, Paul.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Martha had a comment about your eye.
Okay. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Paul. I just want you to know that the 11-year-old grandson and I are sitting in front of elementary school. I picked him up at the middle school. We are howling over this sebaceous cyst. So just know that should you ever need to be advance your career in another direction, you could start a support group for people that don't want to see a needle coming through their eye.
Are you like that, Martha?
Actually, I wear hard contact lenses and have for 50 years.
Uh-huh.
But so I can handle that part. But I can never watch any medical show in which they show a scalpel advancing toward the eyeball.
Yeah, no. My wife and I, if we're watching something like that, and I turn away, she'll say, "Okay, I'll let you know when it's over." Again, you know, she is sensitive to my sensitivity, but it's horrible to live like this. I know. But I'm glad you called, Martha. Thank you very much.
Listen, it was fun, and we really howled when Dan said he'd have to be put out for a needle coming toward his eye.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, and you made our afternoon good.
Thank you. Say hi to your grandson.
Okay, will do.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Here's the end of the story. I played tennis with Frank the other day, a couple of days ago. It was the day after I'd been to the doctor. Maybe it was yesterday. I can't remember when it was. Anyway, I told him this story. And I didn't know this. Maybe you guys know this. Frank has had multiple surgeries on his eye.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he has. Very bad condition.
And even after I told him about my phobia and my sensitivity, he insisted on telling me all the details.
Oh, sure. He probably enjoyed it.
Again, it's your friends who are the worst about this sort of thing. You know, people, I don't know Martha, but Martha can sympathize and empathize with me. My friends, they're going to tell me the story. Oh, yeah. They were sticking razor blades in my eye. Oh, yeah.
Frank will never. If you tell Frank a story, he will never sympathize with you. Never.
You showed him a weakness.
We'll be back with more of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon after this on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for a look at the roads. And here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Hope you have a good, safe weekend. Join us Monday morning on your way to work. Jeffrey Toobin is in. He has a brand new book about President Obama and the Supreme Court. Plus, David Stokes from the Show Me Institute and Gail Pankin talking a little TV. Join us Monday morning on your way to work.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Imagine having an emergency without a home phone. Your car won't start and you're late for work. How do you call your job to let them know where you are? Or call school to let them know you won't be there to pick up your child? AT&T knows many Americans face life without the comfort and security of a home phone every day. And that's why AT&T offers Lifeline, which provides reduced monthly home phone rates and optional toll blocking at no extra charge to families who qualify. Get the peace of mind that comes with a reliable and affordable home phone line. Lifeline from AT&T. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call AT&T at 1-800-288-2020 or visit att.com/lifeline. If you have access to the internet, Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T service is not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Tina. On southbound 270, we've got heavy traffic Manchester through Big Bend. On northbound 270 at 370, debris in the roadway and has a couple lanes blocked. If you are coming in from Illinois, boy, what a mess that was when they shut it down this morning on the Missouri side. But westbound 5570, my last check, I was looking at it slow about 4th Street up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 4064, slowing from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A little bit heavy on westbound 70 now, Mid Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. This report's brought to you by Advil PM. Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action. Take Advil PM. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for Star Coins and Stamps. Maybe your grandparents left you a couple coins or maybe some stamps and you don't know what to do with them. This is the perfect place to go. You want to stay local and see what they can give you for those coins and stamps. Or maybe you're looking to invest your money, not in the stock market right now. No, that's nuts. You could buy gold and silver. This is a great deal, and a lot of people are doing it, investing in this stuff. And the only place to do it is Star Coins and Stamps. Nancy's the owner. She's been doing business here for 28 years. Her dad collected coins. Her dad collected stamps, and she learned the business. And they're paying top dollar for this stuff. Also, if you have some jewelry that you'd like to get rid of, or any flatware or scrap metal, this is the place to take it. They're going to give you a free verbal appraisal. Just bring in your merchandise, and they're going to give you an honest estimate. It's located at 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, or call them at 636-949-2203. Star Coins and Stamps.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man 43 in excellent health can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the
It's the big 550 KTRS, the large morning show in the afternoon, Friday edition. Frank is off. I'm happy to be here. Paul Harris with Ian and Tina and Dan. And your phone calls at 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, star KTRS. So David Letterman is getting a Kennedy Center honor this year.
Oh.
Along with Dustin Hoffman, Led Zeppelin, Buddy Guy, and a ballerina named Natalia Makarova. They always have to have a ballerina or an opera star or somebody in there. Yeah. No, not Macarena.
Makarova.
Makarova. I think with that lineup, that this could actually be the Kennedy Center Honors show that people watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
I mean, I watch it on a semi-regular basis if there's somebody who's getting an honor who I really like. I remember like when Carson got his or... You know, some of these others who've gotten in through the years, it's always a good show. I just don't know what they're going to do on stage in tribute. You know, when Buddy Guy, one of the greatest blues performers of all time, is going to get an award, the people who are getting the award don't perform. They kind of sit up in the presidential box with the president and Mrs. Obama, mm-hmm. and people go up and say nice things about them and perform. And if you're a musician, a singer, a songwriter, or a musician, they hire really good people to do your stuff. Right. So, you know, maybe they'll get, I don't know, B.B. King to do some stuff for Buddy Guy or whatever. Yeah, what do you do for David Letterman?
Jay Leno will show up and sing his praises.
Yeah, Leno will show up
what
and say, it's my award.
I think that would be the biggest TV highlight of the year.
Oh, yeah. They could put a big weather screen behind him. Didn't he spill weather?
Yeah, he was when he first started out in Indianapolis.
That's the guy's job, I thought, right? They let him in, everybody.
Well, you know, he did do that thing with Letterman and Oprah.
Oh, sure, the Super Bowl commercial.
The Super Bowl a couple of years ago. So
that was pretty good, actually.
But it is great that Dave is finally, because all those years he hid his distaste for Jay.
Yeah.
And now, the last year or two, he's, you know, give him
just let it out. Right,
and Jay is apparently up for doing stuff. Last night, I watched Louie. The Louis C.K. show, which I absolutely love.
Tremendous show.
It is unlike anything I've ever seen on television before, and I'm sure he's going to keep it that way for as long as they will let him. It's nice because they said to him, okay, we'll pay you this much, and we'll have total control of your show, or we'll pay you a lot less, and you can do whatever you want. And he said, okay, I'll take a lot less and do whatever I want. And that's exactly what he does. Last night on the show, he's going through this crisis where he's been told that Letterman is going to retire and he's being considered to replace him. He gets that offer after he does an appearance on Leno's show, and it does like a great job. And mm-hmm. so CBS was impressed by what he did on NBC and The Tonight Show, and they tell him this. And Leno calls him and says, I don't do a Leno impression, but he says, yeah, I heard about that. How did you hear about that? Oh, I know everything, which is kind of a joke from The Late Shift.
Right,
remember in that movie where he was listening in?
Hiding in a closet.
And he tells Louis, don't do it. Why? Because you're the edgy comic now. And once you start doing a late night show, you won't be the edgy comic anymore. I know this because I was once the edgy comic.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he was.
But for him to say that.
Yes.
You know, Louis wrote those lines for him.
Right.
And went to Jay and said, Jay, how do you feel about doing this? And for Leno to admit, yeah, I was once the edgy comic, and now I don't do anything even remotely edgy.
Bland. Yeah.
That's pretty much something.
Yeah.
So.
Probably good advice.
I think it's really good advice.
Yeah.
We'll see. This is last night was the second part of a three-parter, and it'll end up next week, and I have no idea what he'll do on the show. But anyway, Letterman is going to get the Kennedy Center honor and Led Zeppelin, too. And, you know, again, like with Buddy Guy, they'll get people to do. Please don't hire the Glee cast to do a whole lot of love.
I think they'll get some blues bands. Tedeschi Trucks.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Is that Susan Tedeschi?
Yeah.
Oh, I like her a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And who's Trucks?
Derek Trucks, her husband.
Yeah.
Is that the son of Butch Trucks of the Allman Brothers?
Yes.
Band? Wow.
And he plays with the Allman Brothers now.
Yeah. I like her stuff a lot. So, yeah, they could definitely have her come out there for either Buddy Guy or for Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them would be
good.
We
do a couple of her songs.
You'd do like you? It,
yeah.
And a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah.
Where are you performing? Let's get the plug in now since we've obviously steered the show towards what's coming up in our lives
actually,
this weekend.
Actually, tomorrow night we're going to be at Graham's Grill on West Woodbine in Kirkwood from 8:30 till 12:30.
Yep.
go down there and yell out, Tedeschi Trucks!
Yeah.
Like in the middle of a Journey song.
Yeah.
You don't do Journey.
No, no Journey.
Please. My wife was watching Glee last night, and I had to get up and leave the room. She said, why? Why don't you like the show? I said, this show's responsible for Journey being popular again. So I'm going to be leaving the room right now. Speaking of late night people like Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel did a very funny thing a couple of nights ago about the iPhone.
I saw that. Hilarious.
The iPhone 5 announcement was on Wednesday. Apple telling everybody how great it's going to be and what's in it. And so that evening, Kimmel had his people go out onto the street in front of his theater and tell people, we have the new iPhone 5 here. Would you give us your opinion of it? And first they said, do you have the iPhone 4S? Yes, we do. Everybody who they asked, yeah, I have the iPhone 4S. Okay, well, here's the iPhone 5. Will you tell us what you think of it? And they look at, this is very impressive. It's much bigger. Oh, it's much lighter.
Oh, the HD is clear.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Oh, it's faster. I can tell it's much faster. The joke is that the iPhone 5 isn't out yet. Apple only announced it on Wednesday. It won't be available until the end of next week. Okay. So they were handing them the iPhone 4S.
Even had his phone right next to the other one. He goes, oh, my goodness. Yes, I can see that it's thinner. It's lighter.
Yeah, he's holding two identical phones next to each other. And people, because they buy the hype.
Yeah.
Very funny. When does he, he's moving up to 10:30, right, against the big boys coming
up
soon?
Yeah, in January. Yeah, they're bumping Nightline back an hour.
He's doing a different take to that show. I like it. I like some of his stuff.
And one other late night thing I want to mention here. I brought in a little clip of Conan's show a couple of nights ago, which I almost never watch. But I happened to tune into it the other night. I was flicking around the channels. I got there on the night that Bob Costas sat down in the chair. And I just want to play in 90 seconds of Conan and Bob Costas.
Congratulations on your work with the Olympics. I thought you did an amazing job.
You did.
Oh. That was not short. 9 seconds.
I thought you did an amazing job.
You did. Thank you.
Were you... I don't know how many people watched that thing. I'm guessing it's in the hundreds of thousands of people. And but it's a big responsibility to be the face of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. You did a terrific job. Were you pleased with how it all turned out?
Well, there are always little quibbles, but I thought we were doing well, headed to the finish line.
Yeah.
And we get right to the end of the closing ceremony. They extinguish the flame. And the final act in a closing ceremony that had iconic British pop acts, the final act... is the Who.
Yeah, huge.
And NBC decides that at that moment, they should provide America with a sneak preview of Animal Practice.
and then
come back an hour later and have the Who.
And check in on the Who.
Yeah, check in on the Who.
So what's Animal Practice? What is that show?
Animal Practice is evidently a comedy, at least we're hoping it is, that revolves around a veterinary practice. And one of the doctors is a chimpanzee.
So a monkey.
Oh, a monkey.
It's a monkey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Not a gibbon.
I've seen the posters.
It's a monkey. So here is the balance that NBC has to consider. The Who, Animal Practice.
Right.
Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, monkey in a lab coat. I'm sure you'd be the first to attest, Conan, that when it comes to the tough calls, NBC usually gets them right.
That's a great line. Bob Costas on Conan a couple of nights ago. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, expect some slow traffic on northbound 270 because at 370 there was some debris in the roadway, so things are backing up just a bit there. Westbound 270 at Lindbergh, we've got an accident, and they've moved it off to the right shoulder. Just came on the screen here. Disabled vehicle on westbound 44 at Hampton. Also, road construction has the left lane blocked on eastbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. Southbound 270 now, you're slow from the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum. All multivitamins claim to be complete, but only Centrum provides key essential nutrients and more with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor about Social Security. Were you happy when he showed you the difference between the best possible decision and the worst possible decision? Could mean the difference of an extra $50, $60, or even $100,000 or more of lifetime income. What about when you met with your accountant and he showed you how to pay little or no tax on Social Security? The chances are you probably never had those conversations. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, on September 25th at the Lodge de Pere at noon or 6 p.m. for my next workshop called Savvy Social Security Planning for Baby Boomers. Call 314-831-6000 and reserve your seat today. The time is now for you to start educating yourself about Social Security and the 81 different options and how to minimize tax on Social Security. Call 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors Incorporated and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
You're not interested in impressing others, just yourself. You don't take shortcuts. Satisfying the status quo doesn't satisfy you. And, quite frankly, good enough is never enough. Now there's a work boot that shares your values. Irish Setter work boots. They're as hardworking and determined as you. Exactly what you'd expect from a revered brand with enduring heritage and pride in craftsmanship. New Irish Setter work boots by Red Wing Shoes. Field experienced, job ready.
Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? Say that you'll let me have this dance. Listen, listen. Go through the twist and stop to my potato, too. Any old dance that you want to do.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. And yes, we're just as shocked as you are that topless photos of a member of the royal family have gotten out into the tabloids.
Why would you do that?
Well, first of all, let me just say on the record, once again, I don't care at all about the royal family.
Me too. I'm with you.
I, you know.
But when you know you're being followed all the time, why would you even take a chance?
Was it the queen?
Well, it was Kathy.
The queen.
It's Kate Middleton. she says that she was staying at the French, her spokesperson says she was staying at the French chateau of the Queen's nephew, Lord Linley.
Oh, Lord Linley.
Love it. Get our things together. We'll be at Lord Linley's this weekend. And this French paparazzi got a picture of her from the road. You know, she's lying out by the pool and takes her top off. And then...
Not very impressive either.
Really?
Well, I had to for research purposes.
I will tell you.
Well, she's so thin.
I will tell you that I've seen the photos and I was disappointed too because they were way, way too blurry.
Yes. Yeah. Come on. Paparazzo.
We got to see Prince Harry in his Gestapo uniform. Perfect.
Yes.
And wasn't he also the one who was naked in Las Vegas?
Yeah, with his hand over his thing. A couple weeks ago.
As I remember, that had every pixel in place. Kate? No, you can't get that clear.
No.
Oh, yeah, half mile away? Yes, actually, I was. But, see, this also goes back to one of my basic rules about life. And I taught this to my daughter at a very, very early age, which is, if you don't want people to see pictures of you naked, don't go outside of your house naked.
Yeah. Right.
Under any circumstances.
Keep your clothes on.
I mean, especially if you know that you're being followed at all times.
Yes.
I mean, so I almost think that she couldn't really have cared about it.
You know,
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
You know what? The royal family is now making it out like, you know, it's going to be another Princess Diana kind of thing where the paparazzi are following you too close. Well, didn't you learn from the Princess Diana thing that you are going to be scrutinized all the time?
Right.
You can't stop these people from doing that. They're going to do that. So be more careful. Kate, keep your top on here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We'll get you a tanning bed for inside if you have to have a tan all over.
Right.
We could probably afford it. We're the royal family. But the don't be naked outside of your house. That's a firm rule in my house.
Yeah.
And by the way, it also applies to sex tapes. If you do not
keep them in your house,
I keep all the sex tapes in my house. Yeah. If you do not want your sex tape to be released publicly, if you do not want people outside of your intimate relationship to see you making love to anyone, then do not allow anyone to videotape that.
Right.
Oh, man, you know? I need to delete my Facebook page.
You know what? You should do that regardless of the rule.
For everybody.
This is a public service to America.
For everybody's sake.
You should delete that. You know, you always hear about these women who, once they've become famous, it turned out that, well, I was 18 and I didn't really have money.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing some modeling.
Right.
And, okay, of course the picture got out. You don't think that when Julia Roberts or Kate Hudson or any Lindsay Lohan or anybody, Anne Hathaway, well, she's done nude scenes in movies.
I love Anne Hathaway.
Love and Other Drugs. Let me just say that again. Love and Other Drugs. If you haven't seen it, see it. But, you know, if you don't want nude photos of you out in the world, don't have nude photos of you taken, because they're going to get out.
Right.
Your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, the paparazzi, somebody. It's 4 o'clock. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry.